This recording, Honduras 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, I was born in Tegucigalpa, the city, in the department of Francisco Morazan, Honduras. And I've never really spent that much time outside of the country. I do have some family in New Orleans that I've gone to visit a few times, but never for an extended amount of time. Like my mother was also born here in Honduras, and but she did her high school in the United States, and she sort of brought English back to us. So when we were young, my mother would always speak to us in English, and we would speak English to each other, and we would watch all the American movies in the original English language. So we got to practice a lot at home. English is like very popular as a foreign language to learn in this country. So even though my school was not technically bilingual, we still had some choice of English as a class. Although it wasn't of a very advanced level. Since most of my classmates had a really thick accents, but because I was a bit better with English than them, they would come to me for help whenever it was time for English class. When our family was when I was younger, just like a year or two older, my family used to live in the town of Santa Lucia, which is about an hour's drive away from Tegucigalpa. I don't really remember much about the time. I was very young, but I did used to live... I do remember living in my grandmother's home, my paternal grandmother, before we moved into our own home, in the house I've lived ever since.